Republicans rally in Sacramento, make crime illegal again in California. By Joel B. Polak on September 1, 2023. California Republicans staged a rally on the steps of the state capitol in Sacramento on Thursday to mobilize public opposition to radical criminal justice reform policies that, they say, have led to a crime wave throughout the state. Public outrage against crime has often focused on left-wing prosecutors, who are often backed by billionaire Democrat donor George Soros. But left-wing laws have also played a part. Many of those in attendance came to oppose SB 553, introduced by State Senator Dave Cortese de Cupertino, which would prohibit employers from requiring employees to confront shoplifters. The bill has already passed the state Senate and is moving through the state assembly. Jaskaran Sahota of JKSD Gas and Mini Marts, one of many immigrant small business owners at the rally, spoke passionately against SB 553. Democrats, they are legalizing shoplifting, he said. Criminals can do whatever they want, and Democrats want to protect them, not you. Shannon Grove, R. Bakersfield, spoke on behalf of her bill, SB 14, which would make human trafficking of minors a major felony. The bill was blocked by Democrats in committee until Governor Gavin Newsom, D., intervened. Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher, R. Butte, said in a statement, "Enough is enough. The legislature needs to stop excusing and enabling the crime wave that's turning people around the state into victims." Speaking about SB 553, he added, "Members of the Appropriations Committee have a choice. Double down on the pro-criminal policies that got us into this mess or protect law-abiding Californians. I hope they make the right decision." In addition, the rally opposed SB 94, which would allow parole for people who were sentenced to life in prison, SB 81, which promotes early release policies, and ACA 4, which would allow felons to vote from behind bars, according to a statement by the Assembly Republican Caucus. Family members of victims of crime spoke out against SB 94, and poorly written, one-size-fits-all legislation. "Do you care about our dead loved ones? Didn't they deserve a chance to vote? Don't they deserve an early parole from their grave? Didn't they deserve to live out their lives?" asked Valerie Inchebretson, whose son was murdered in 1994 on his way home. SB 94 could allow her son's killer to leave prison instead of spending life behind bars. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.